You know, you don't have to count us down. We know like you're in the process of.
Can you see my screen?
I can. We're golden.
I should. You know what was a good bit? Actually keeping track of the time like that. That seems like a solid.
I watch it.
No, I know you do. Yeah. But I mean, I think for reference though, it's good for all of us to know when we're just talking completely out of our ass and going way too long, like I'm doing right now here at the preamble of the show.
Oh, you know what I did this week though?
Did you buy a Tesla?
No,
We can
get into that in another episode. But no, I actually found time to learn how to censor us. I finally set up the equipment to have everything I need to bleep us out.
It's all downhill from here. All right,
yeah. we can try it.
We don't have to try to self censor more. We can. you've added 7 minutes. To our post-show production.
I'm not adding anything.
I'm not going to do it
gratuitously. Does it do it automatically?
No.
Okay, so why would I do it?
Again, you're the one.
It's nice. But now, you know what we need? We need like a studio intern to come and document. Yeah, they need to come and document every time one of us curse.
No, we have to self-censor ourselves.
No, that's a lot of work.
We should try to self-censor, not go overboard with the use of the expletive. So let's. I understand you have a brand new toy. You want to exercise it, but let's not get out of hand here. All right,
let's get started.
Yeah. From the Stark family crypt, this is the Bad Slam Podcast. Again, Jack has no idea what we're talking about.
he thinks we're talking about Tony Stark.
I'm sure. Yes, we're broadcasting from Avengers Tower. This is the Bad Slam Podcast. Well, if you listen to the WrestleMania preview episode, and again, judging by the feedback on social media, you did not. You know what this episode entails, but in any case, we got something special lined up for this week. In any case, if you're listening to this, you're checking it out either on our website, badslant.com, wherever you listen to fine podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, the whole lot. Wherever you do listen to the show, please give us a 5-star review and subscribe to the show. It's helpful. You can follow us on social media, Badslant, on Instagram and Twitter. And as always, support us on the website, badslant.com/support. We eschewed a spotlight item of the week because it's just too much damn work. We mentioned it before. Everything I find turns to shit, only in that you can bleep that ice.
Now it's too much work.
It's too much. So we're back in full force as I don't know if you would expect that at this point, but you got Asian John here as always, checking in, present. The lagger of the bunch this week.
Laggers.
What you call?
I know, man.
Sheesh.
You call me.
I mean, it wasn't a racial epithet. Beep. Come on.
Yeah, you got beat that.
I can beat that out.
If you want to flex it and then, you know, you make sure I put the ER on the end of it, by all means. There's Jack. He's present.
What's good?
Late, but still present.
I'm here.
I got to give you partial credit. It's fine. And there's Ice.
Hello.
Who elected to go with the wine this week? It's been a tough week, hasn't it, buddy?
Oh, it's been a long week.
I understand. Well, if you
you just have to stop.
Totally stopped in his tracks.
This song.
It's like when Rocket Raccoon gets petted by Drax in the Guardians of the Galaxy. It just freezes in his tracks. This song brings that out of me. If you're gonna listen to this episode Actually, I just wanted to stop and sing karaoke for a second, really. But if you're listening to that, you hear that song, that can only be the song of one Mrs. Asian John. She's an architect.
He is married.
Exactly. It should come as a surprise to Jack that I am married.
As always.
But I'm married to an architect, a yoga instructor, philanthropist, and coincidentally...
How many chicks?
I don't know how many checks there are, but there's one chick. She's Mrs. Asian John. There's Mish. Hey,
hello.
Babe.
Hello. Hey. Welcome.
Can I just say how excited she was to just test the microphones? actually being on the show has to be like she may be falling out of her chair, but I'm glad to have her on. It's something I've
Me
kind
too.
Of been keeping in the can for a while.
Thanks, you guys. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm in the minority in more ways than one that
well,
I
you don't know who she is.
Disagreed
so
with
apparently
this
we're not
decision.
Married, John.
I'm joking.
It's fine. This may go horribly. So be that as it may. Well, I'm just saying.
I'm optimistic. Come on, man.
that makes one of us. All right. No, but I really did want to have you on the show at some point, not just because you have a million jobs and you wanted to add another one to the pile, but I mentioned you were a Game of Thrones expert, and this music
Game
really
of Thrones
does not.
Okay, hold up. Let me fix that.
This song does not really go with Game of Thrones in any way, shape, or form. But
this does though. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now we can talk about the show intelligently. It's a big week for Game of Thrones, and we're among the hosts. Two of the hosts. It's a big deal. But
Jack is such a diehard fan, man.
Have you talked about your bit that you're planning for like 2021?
We've talked about it
on air.
Yeah, we've talked about it. Okay. I will be live tweeting the first season of Game of Thrones in 2021.
Should we be following your traditional Twitter handle?
No, follow Sneaker Sleuth, which I will be tagging the @BadSlint account with, and we'll be having a conversation amongst myself.
That's SneekerSleuth. If you're scoring at home,
book it.
Yes.
If any of you guys are following us over on social media. Over the weekend, I think Jack was just, you got a little small taste of Jack's commentary, so expect a lot more of that.
Don't expect a lot of breakdown and analysis. Expect a lot of shtick when the heads start to roll.
I will break down what I see on the screen, but we can talk about the upcoming season, which is everyone's geared up for it. I was a bit late today because I was looking for the goddamn Oreos, and you just can't find them. I know Ice has been looking for them. We can't find them.
I went to Target. I went to Safeway. I went to some other like random grocery store that had like a snack aisle. So I was like, come on, it has to be somewhere.
Did you go to Lidl or Aldi?
No, they wouldn't carry Oreos, do they?
I don't know, maybe a Clancy's version of, of Oreos.
Ooh, Clancy's.
Clancy's is the best.
It's the best.
But
have you guys seen pictures of them?
Yes.
I have. Actually, you know what? I actually tried to make it our spotlight item of the week. Evidently, you cannot buy it on Target.com, unfortunately. The only thing you cannot buy on Target.com through our link, which would be the Oreo edition.
It's pretty solid.
I'm sorry, the Game of Thrones edition of the Oreos. But it's a cool packaging. And if you can find it, send it our way.
It's like $3 or $4. I didn't try as hard as you did, Ice. I just went to one place.
One place?
So,
lazy. Shocker, yeah. The guy who's going to live tweet Game of Thrones in 2022 didn't try that hard to get the Game of Thrones Oreos.
I was trying to make it a whole meal. I was trying to get the Oreo with like the Game of Thrones beer or the Game of Thrones wine. Just make it a whole feast tonight. What? And that's why I'm drinking wine tonight.
Game of Thrones sheep's milk?
Yeah, everything.
Oh, Lord. I wouldn't want to be someone in your house the following day. I just follow nice. You in the commode. In any case, we got Mish here to discuss.
She's our expert.
She's our resident expert.
And you guys wouldn't believe when I heard this. Like, she went back. So she's seen this entire series.
The catalog.
What, like two or three times?
Three times.
Three times all the way through.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Wow.
Keep in mind, 7 seasons. All at a minimum an hour each.
Jeez.
I'm sorry, each episode's an hour each. And they, what, at least minimum 10 episodes? Maybe the last season was the only one that was any less than that, but you've gone through and watched them all.
Yeah.
Can I ask you what I've done in our marriage to force you to watch Game of Thrones 3 times of your own volition?
It's better than hanging out with you.
Is it me?
Apparently.
It's all those hours you watch like with wrestling.
That's the
payback. Game of Thrones is like way better than wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to shut the fuck up. There, bleep that, dick.
There's just so much going on.
I agree, it's better than wrestling.
All right.
That's never seen it.
Unplug the mic. That's it. John's out. Have a good show, boys.
By mid-show, John's going to storm out of here.
Yeah.
But I'll watch it at work. That's the thing, though. It's not even at home. It's an at-work type thing when you're, like, plugged in and just doing things.
Like she's Neo from The Matrix. Like, okay, but you have a full-time job. You have other jobs. You have side gigs. You found time to watch probably the longest series that I can imagine watching
It's the only time that I can watch Game of Thrones is at work.
I guess.
And that's like one of the hardest series to like watch while you're working. I don't know, because it's like it's so deep and there's so much going on. Because, you know, after I heard that you did it, that's what I did the past week and a half. So I was like, okay, I'm going to put it on while I'm working and see if I can pull that off and try to watch, like, just like scramble through all the seasons. But no way, because like I had one episode on and my attention just turned and I just started watching the thing again, all over again.
That's because you're a man. And we women, what? We multitask.
Jeez. All right, mute, unplug, she's off. Thank you.
This is not what I expected. I am so sorry, boys. We can talk about the Masters for the next hour. This is awful.
Your wife would probably be like, yes. All right, just kidding.
Didn't expect things to take this turn.
So as the resident expert, like, so how is Game of Thrones the third time round? Like, are you still totally into it, or are you more into it?
So into it,
yeah.
Because when you rewatch it, you basically can pick up all the extra details that you wouldn't have just because you don't know what to expect. So,
have you read the source material?
I read. Let's see.
How many books are there?
Five.
Damn. Five books in total.
Wow. Big-ass books, too.
What's the troll's name who wrote it? He looks like a troll to me. What's his name?
Frodo Baggins.
George R. Martin,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, there
like
you go. Yeah. Hold it.
He, troll.
I only go by, like, G-R-M-M.
I was going to say, who's the author of the Lord of the Ring books? J.R. Tolkien? I was about to pull that, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to pull back a bit. Slammed on the brakes.
I was gonna say J too.
So, have you always been into the Game of Thrones? Like during the first run? Like, or did you have to get into it, kicking and screaming?
No, I got into
it. Okay, good. Okay, and did you read the books first?
No.
Ah, cool.
This was actually the first time that I didn't read it beforehand. Ah. Actually, I didn't even hear of Game of Thrones when it came out.
And you just watched it?
Yeah, per my friend's recommendations.
Nice.
For clarity's sake, I was the one dragged into the show kicking and screaming. It worked out for the best, but I was the jack of my day, where I was not bought in from day one.
No.
What?
No, let me clarify this.
Oh, she's going to remember.
Here we go.
Yep. I told John, hey, I have a new show for us. It's called Game of Thrones. And then, you know, of course, he kind of just had a blank stare.
He just blew you off. He's like, bah.
Yeah. Big Owen Duke starts to talk about it, and then it's like, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Have you heard about Game of Thrones?
Nice. I don't even know what any of that means. I really don't. All I remember is you ranting and raving and saying, you need to watch this show. And somewhere in season two, I figured I'd give it a go. It caught my attention. And look, 5 years later, I'm still on board. So take it as a win. I wanted to give you credit, but instead you had to, like, throw it all away. Yeah. Throw it all away.
I just had to clarify really quick.
There's going to be a lot of that.
It is on record.
This is a terrible idea. I can't believe I agreed to this. All right. I can't believe it's my idea.
It was your idea. I mean,
how did you agree to
your own idea?
Can't explain it.
No, this is your fault.
No, but I was just like you. I don't know if this is like a guy thing, but I always thought it was going to be like a Lord of the Rings type show, and I'm just
agreed.
Not,
that's where I was coming from. That was my vantage point.
I'm not into that type of stuff. The whole Dungeons and Dragons and this and that. It's like it's too myth. You know, I don't know.
Mythological.
Yeah, it's
just not.
It's Pussalia.
Yeah.
I love Lord of the Rings. I love Harry Potter.
Yeah,
you know?
All that stuff.
Like I
no,
can see
you.
Where it's like. But yeah. Game of Thrones is like a mixture of both. You've got the fantasy part of it, and then you've got the politico.
And you got the boobs.
I was like, whoa,
there's so much snatch on this show.
Especially in the early seasons.
Yeah.
There was so much.
Why have they dialed back on the snatch?
A lot of breasts.
I can't imagine why they thought that was
going to... And cock and balls, too.
Oh, what?
You going to believe that?
Jack is
into
it.
No one told me this.
Jack is like, I'm in tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Live tweeting starts tomorrow.
Frontal nudity.
Of males?
Dude.
Male and female.
Oh, nice.
The first episode.
I think you're right. It was the first episode.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Get to see some hog. Okay.
You might see Aquaman's hog. I don't know.
He's in it.
I don't want to give it all away, but he was an early character of the show.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I love Game of Thrones. It's great.
We could tell.
So what's your favorite season after watching it three times?
You know what? Season four, for four. Sure. Yeah.
She's actually very definitive on that.
Yeah, season four is where...
Like, oh, hold on. Before we get into it.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. We're going to begin to... some details. So
Wait. I thought we said we were not going to get into details.
Well... It's hard to get into.
You
all
can't
this
bleep
game.
This whole damn episode, man. Come on.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Wait, what?
Exactly. You want to take your cans off and just like go for a walk?
I mean, we spoil away.
We're not gonna.
At this point, it's not Daredevil for him.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Have we talked about that on the show?
I don't remember.
I think we might have.
Season four. Yeah. What do you love about season four?
Everything. So season four is when Joffrey, the purple wedding, basically when
kicks
he was poisoned.
Bucket.
Yeah.
Bucks the kick it, as it were.
the fact that he died, which was such a crowd
pleaser.
Yes.
Oh, I'm
again,
I'm sorry.
I was really trying to graze the wave tops in this
is.
One, but
I don't even know
nope.
That is. It's fine.
It's fine. If you like the show, this is,
what I'm going to do is bookmark that, and I will tweet it when I get to it.
And you know, if you guys think we're being mean to Jack here, we gave him an out this week. We said, dude, you could just stay at home, skip the show. Don't even listen to the episode this week. We're going to get into this, though.
Instead, he showed up with Cheez-Its. So there's that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So this is his doing. So don't get upset with us.
All right. So season four is mm-hmm. what you've established as your favorite.
Yes, because that's when everything begins to change. You know, Joffrey dies. Tyrion is basically on trial for his murder.
Tyrion Lannister.
Oh, look at him.
Nailed it.
Yes. And then, you know, of course, Tyrion kills Tywin on the Privy Council.
He killed who? Who's Tywin? No, wait. He killed Tywin? Really?
Yes. Oh, Tywin. That's Tywin. He came from
Saigon. I'm not
here. From Vietnam.
He's an immigrant to Westeros.
I'm not here. I'm not going to mess up everyone's flow anymore. You continue.
I feel like we had a friend named Tywin.
Yes.
We did.
We probably have three or four.
You could probably have to bleep that now.
Yeah. Why? They're all out there.
I know.
The internet is rife with Tywins. Okay, so that.
Oh my God.
Right. So
I don't want to tell you anymore.
Why? I'm not upset.
I thought this would go so much better.
Okay, so Tyrion killed Tywin, right?
and then so you were a fan of the upheaval that took place.
So
in
there's
that
a
season.
Lot of transition.
Yeah.
Okay. So the series shifted in this season. It was a pivotal season, you would say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very much.
Okay. Cool.
Is that the same season as the Mountain and the Viper?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, that was a really good season because that was also good. Like that was the battle at the wall too, right? Was that not?
Yes, it is.
So that was that big battle.
Mm.
And so that you're right. That
it's
was
an
like,
action-packed season.
Yes.
Now that you bring it up.
Yes.
That was
damn.
Can we not spoil it for Jack? There's so much to talk about.
We've covered enough. She answered the question, asked and answered.
Okay, like this, John, what's your favorite?
What's my favorite season? Yeah. I have no freaking idea. Do you know how much happens on this show? Like I was playing catch-up like a year after it premiered, and everything that's happened, I've been really enthused by it, but I've not been so enthused to go back and try to recapture every single moment.
It's a lot of detail.
It's so much detail. And you know what? Mish can tell you, it's not my bag, baby. I'm not going to go all the way back and try to cap. That's why I have her. And I'll tell you this. I have coworkers at work who discuss the show. I'll tell them to stop talking, and then I'll turn around and text Mish, and then turn right back around and answer all their questions. Like, she has that much information at the palm of her hands, at the tips of her fingers, not from, like, searching the internet. It's all right in her noodle, and she just spit it right back at me. So
I know. It's a lot.
It's a sickness, but that's why I haven't felt compelled to go back and listen or watch the shows, because I have the wealth of information that is the wife at my beck and call.
Well, just ask me. So who's that again?
Yeah. What's Tormund's last name?
Giantsbane.
Did you know Tormund had a last name?
No.
Exactly. I thought his name was just Tormund, like Cher. Like, it was just one name.
What was it?
One name?
Giantsbane?
Yeah. Giantsbane.
Giantsbane.
Because they all feel like he was descended by the, you know, from
that
the giants.
That was your cue to do your Bane.
I'm not related to COVID.
I can't do it on this microphone. I just can't. Maybe we had our traditional setup, but it's fine. It's fine.
I was born in the darkness.
She's doing your bit.
She's
man.
Good.
She's doing your bit. She's got my headphones.
She's using your mic, too.
She's got my mic. She's bits.
This is awesome.
Yeah. I should have stayed home.
You know what? I should have stayed home. I should be downstairs right now having a hot toddy.
That's usually, yeah, you'd be sitting in my seat when you guys are doing your thing.
This is so good.
Okay, so you've gone on record. Season 4 is your favorite. What is the most important season that you've gone back and watched of the 7?
Season 4.
She just said it was pivotal. It transitioned, man. Come on.
Yeah,
Keep up, brother.
God damn it, I'm trying to pin her down.
Season 4.
Not here.
Save
it's
for so
your own
good.
Time.
Yeah. Very
I'm
going
to need you to bleep all of this. Please stop, Ice.
Come on, you guys. I mean, that's like when everything started to change. Like, Arya went to Braavos, and then, you know, Sansa went to the Eyrie. Mm. And then Jon Snow, like, became Lord Commander. Like, oh my God, this is like a series.
But didn't you say at one point that season 1 was the most important?
Yeah, like of course season 1 is important.
Sets the table for the whole series.
No, but I'm saying like I gave her a primer, by the way. I was trying to give her some questions to study up on, and you know.
And then I overthought it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh my God, how many? I can't choose just one. I have
but
to
season,
choose all.
I mean, season 1 is what got you know. The entire America, the entire fan base.
The entire America. On board.
I think he meant the entire world.
Sure, right.
Maybe not the world.
Well,
maybe.
I mean, there were enough pivotal.
Oh, you're mocking me.
Wow. This is a disaster so far.
Can we just end this episode?
We might have to.
Call it a night.
Aminosity.
Aminosity. This is a shit show.
Oh, man.
No, the rationale I got before was that season 1 really set the table and had enough like huge moments and shocks and twists and turns that it kind of set the table for the show to continue on even past that season because, you know, it was a modest hit with the book, mm-hmm. but, you know, that typically doesn't translate or it's not a guarantee that the show's going to carry on. So they needed to hit a home run in that first season, and it felt like they found a way to do it.
Actually, I pulled a clip from the first season that... that for me, like, because, you know, when I pick up new series and new shows, I base it on how I feel after the first season. So, like, when I gave it a shot, it wasn't until, like, mid-seasons where they started hooking me. I think the first episode, I'll admit, it kind of took a while to really lure me in. But I was not enthused by
the first season, I'll say that.
No, but then by this scene, this is where it really... start fucking with my emotions and so
bleep.
So yeah, you guys will remember when you hear it.
What is to be done with this traitor, Your Grace?
My mother wishes me to let Lord Eddard join the Night's Watch. Stripped of all titles and powers, he would serve the realm in permanent exile.
Hey Jack, go ahead and take your headphones off here real quick.
Please.
Please. I'll do it for you. Hold on.
For her father.
I did take his headphones off.
But they have the soft hearts of women. So long as I am your king, treason shall never go unpunished. Sir Ilyn, bring me his head.
I was like, that motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Precisely. You know what? What sucks, though? Like, everyone... I mean, that was a pivotal moment of the season. It was ruined for me.
And really?
That's why
I think... What do you mean?
I couldn't... I knew what was going to happen.
How?
Everyone talking about it after the fact.
Yeah,
it became
such a huge hit of a show after that point. I felt like it became commonplace for social media and general entertainment media to talk about this pivotal moment of the show. Which again, it's huge, but when you know what's going to happen, it kind of sucks the life out of the impact.
I guess that sucks, but I had no idea that was coming, and I was just like. That's where I built that strong hatred for Joffrey, and he's such a little prick. It's been so long since I've like
you're still mad.
Yeah, it's like he
was the perfect heel. Well,
yeah, I mean, we're not spoiling it because we already say he kicked the bucket. So, it's been several seasons where you don't have him on the show anymore, but I totally kind of forgot about him. And then when I went back to watch that episode, oh, it all came back. All the rage and the fire. I was just like, the rage. Oh, man.
Joffrey was a big beep, I can't
stand that kid.
Did you bleep yourself?
Yeah, I did. I did the work.
Thank you.
No, but like, Joffrey, so it was not in the plans to execute.
The guy.
He was supposed to go to the wall as you know, all lords. But it was Joffrey that was like, you know what? Beep.
We can bleep it for you.
You don't have to self bleep. It's fine.
Yeah.
But he. They had a path. They had a decision that was right and true, and he decided to go left.
Yeah.
And that threw everybody
and
for a loop.
Yeah, that messed up a lot of plans.
Yeah.
But like, you know, just watching all of these pivotal moments, you know, like of course that scene, and then the Red Wedding.
Ooh, Red Wedding.
Yeah.
Like,
not the Red Door, Jack.
It's.
The Lannisters send their regards.
That means nothing to you.
Yeah. By the way, I said I didn't have any time to pull any.
I know
audio.
What happened.
He shows up with like four clips. I can't make heads or tails of you this week, man. Like,
those are such shocking scenes. But once you understand the storyline, it really had. They kind of deserved it.
Yeah.
Because,
so, yeah.
You know, Ned Stark he didn't play the game right, you know, because if he's a man of honor.
He wasn't.
Rob Stark was like, he made so many mistakes. So did.
Nice.
Catelyn Stark. Yeah, like it.
Is it the House of Stark?
Hearing a lot about the Starks and not playing the game right.
Yeah.
Well, they say in the Game of Thrones, you live or you die.
Correct. You win or you die.
Okay. I screwed that all the way up.
Oh, man.
Okay, so, but you're still resolute in saying that 4 was probably the most pivotal of the seasons you've gone back and watched.
Yeah, like, I mean, the recent ones, they're satisfying, but they're crowd pleasers. Like, there's nothing better than a good setup and a, you know, like a climax.
Whoa.
Gadoosh.
So it's like we're seeing the Avengers for these last few seasons, but like everything else has kind of been the build up to that.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah. Have you found that going back and watching the shows has illuminated a certain character that, you know, probably didn't get a lot of run or didn't stand out initially, but they've come back and they seem, in hindsight, more underrated?
Yes.
Who
the
do you
Hound.
Think?
Ooh.
Please to explain, because you know what, I see the appeal in him because he's kind of been like an unsung hero, even though he's not been a terribly likable guy.
Yeah.
But I mean, is that kind of the vibe you got in seeing him?
Yeah, because in season one he's basically Joffrey's
his hound
bodyguard.
Ah,
his hound.
And then, but he has an affinity.
Ice got that.
He has an affinity for Sansa. He
likes the young stuff.
Yeah, well, he basically took care of Arya. Oh my god.
What?
He took care of Arya.
Arya.
He's such a complicated. Oh my god.
Keep on.
You gotta plow right through. You just gotta plow right through those things.
Don't mind us.
Yeah.
Now I lost my train of thought. But
so
yeah,
I'm not saying anything.
He's a complicated guy. But he's like he's really good at heart. Is basically what it is.
Yeah. Understood. Okay. Is there someone that you've watched that's been given probably a little bit too much run? Like someone who's kind of a crowd favorite, but you know, you don't think they're terribly deserving of that that prestige and honor? I got one in mind, but
me too.
I want to know. I want to hear what you guys say first.
I'm going to say Khaleesi, probably.
Bing, bing, bing.
That's me too.
Me too.
Okay, you can't just wait for me. You can't just wait for me to answer then say, I was thinking the same thing.
No.
Oh my God, we're in the same wavelength.
No,
we should get married.
Are you married?
What?
I think we should get married.
We should get that done. they've made her out to be the hero probably from the onset. And she's probably everyone's sentimental favorite to be sitting on the Iron Throne at some point, but
yeah.
There's
just one too many Mother of Dragons like scenes where it's like,
I think in the later seasons she's gotten annoying.
Yes,
it's like I like her like on her come up, right? Like when she's like building her way up and building her
character.
Team, her everything, just like, you know, raising her dragons and like growing, like trying to build like a whole squad behind her and like trying to find a home. And I don't know, it's just seeing that journey of her coming from nothing to
she's like Eminem winning all those rap battles in Detroit. Yeah,
you know, so it's like
her mixtapes are tight.
It was fun seeing that, and now that she's like
signed a record deal.
Oh my god, now she's like got this ego trip, man, and it's annoying. Like when I don't know, it's a bit much now.
Her time in Marine was like kind of like a that storyline was kind of drained out. I felt
drawn out. You mean?
Yeah.
Got you. You might need to drain your ears out from from the influenza that you're battling to be on this episode. No, but I get it. The storylines have kind of been exaggerated to make her struggle seem that much grander and to make her the bigger hero. And then I think that's all by design.
Yeah.
But I think in recent seasons you've seen some questionable decision making.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
All the things she seemingly fought against in her rise, as Ice was highlighting, she seems to be kind of acting counter to that at this point. So
well, she's a Targaryen.
She does have crazy
a mad queen like her, tendency.
Her
like
father was
the Mad King.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think you see a little bit of those decision making coming out.
So it's not she's not fully in that realm just yet, but she. She hasn't quite divorced herself from that lineage where she had a crazy-ass dad who pretty much set fire to the throne.
Yeah, she basically used her dragons to burn off lords.
Got it. So you're saying I'm right then?
Yes.
Yes.
No, I'm in full agreement.
I would say...
I'm going to need you to cut that audio, Ice. She said I'm right.
should I just always have that ready to go?
Yeah. Make sure to hit that button. No, but you say
don't worry,
I
will.
You're right, John. You're right.
Oh. She just made it even easier.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
Was a good one.
That's three drops. That's three options one. To cut from. Sorry, Ice, you were saying?
No, I totally agree, man. It's just like I think I used to root for her hard. Like I used to be like, you know, if there was anyone.
No. You used to root for her because you were hard.
You're right.
Watching her walk out of the fire, butt ass naked.
She does it, and she did that the second time, I think, in season 6.
Well, if you got a gimmick, you gotta make
but
it work.
But here she doesn't like getting naked anymore.
Well, yeah, because she almost died filming the show, so she's probably...
Did she have, like, a brain cancer or tumor?
Aneurysm. Not one, two!
She had two of them.
So mad props.
Season 1 and season 3, I think. Something like that.
I think it was the first two seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was afraid she wouldn't make it to the third.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You know which character that I've... that kind of caught me off guard and I absolutely love now? Is
tell me
the little girl Lyanna Mormont.
Oh yeah, Lyanna
she's
Mormont,
awesome, man.
Yes.
Dude, but she was the shit from the beginning. Are you kidding me?
Like for some reason, like I like it was in the later seasons, like
5 and 6.
Yeah, I think that's when like she had her moments, and I was just like, that girl's a badass, man.
Oh my
like,
god, I love her.
Like she's so cool, man.
She came off like Chloe Grace Moretz from Kick-Ass. Like she's like she's like 9, but she's motherfucking lords of their own kingdoms and to their face. Like it's incredible.
And they all listen to her.
Yeah.
It's the coolest part, man.
Because her entire family was burned to the ground. She's the only one left. That's why.
She was even referenced earlier in the seasons with Stannis Baratheon when
there weren't enough seasons for her to be alive. How is that possible?
No, like basically Stannis
she's
had
four.
Asked. Stannis had asked for support from the Northern Lords, and Lyanna Mormont basically sends him a reply: "The Bear Island knows no other king than the King in the North."
Oh, that's that famous quote.
Yep.
That goes all the way back that far?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
That would be season 5, actually.
I'm impressed you memorized that quote, too.
Oh, my God. Well, that's what happens when you watch it 3 times.
She knows Tormund Wolfsbane. That's like kitty shit that
Giant's
she just pulled.
Bane.
Whatever.
Giant's Bane.
I got it mixed up because what's her face? Aya. She's playing a character called, I think it's Wolfsbane in the New Mutants movie.
Yes.
That's never gonna come out because it sucks so bad. Yeah.
Wolfsbane.
That's the name of her character. Anyways.
All right.
We've gone off track.
but she's pretty cool, man. I think I don't know. I hope to see more of her.
You know who?
All right.
You know who?
She's 9. Anyways.
Hey, maybe by now she's like 13.
Sorry.
Probably.
That sounded so bad.
Mish, it's your go.
It's so bad.
All right.
We're cutting out large swaths of audio this week.
So you know who used to be my favorite character? And
tell
you
me.
Guys are going to be like, what?
Delbit.
Littlefinger.
What? Your favorite?
Yeah.
Used to or is?
Well, he used to. I guess because the luster, or like, you know, it kind of just wore out. But
from the Littlefinger?
His shtick wore pretty thin.
Peter Baelish.
Lord Peter Baelish.
These names
Chaos
are so bad.
Is that really his name?
Please,
that's pretty cool.
Call me Peter.
Call me Peter.
Anyway.
That's exactly how he sounds.
Right? Yeah, Peter nice. Baelish was, he single-handedly was the one that messed up everything, like, with the Stark.
Son of a bitch.
And he set also up the betrayal.
And he ran the city of Baltimore into the ground.
Yeah.
Wait, that's The Wire. Never mind. So, yeah, so he was at the heart of a lot of, like, integral plot
he
points.
He is
like,
the main person.
He's like the hub on the axis.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
Yes.
So, but what made him, is that the only reason why you thought he was your, or you felt he was your favorite?
Yeah, because I love villains, you know, they're very interesting. But
he's hard to read. You couldn't tell if he was like good or bad, or, you know, like he would like do like some really twisted stuff. And then all of a sudden, then he seems like he's a good guy.
So he wants to save Sansa.
Then you're like, oh, actually. So it's like, I hate when they start messing with you, like your heartstrings, man. It's just like.
But
I don't know what to do.
He was super subtle about it. You know, he wasn't as blatant as like Cersei Lannister, of course. But like, he just like.
And he actually looks like a nice guy. When you see him, Jack, you're like, I'd have a beer with him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
You know?
Littlefinger.
Yeah.
The Littlefinger.
His name is Littlefinger, and he looks like a nice guy, you know?
I mean, he used to be my favorite, but then when he died, I was like.
What?
Oh, God.
I'm just joking.
I don't care.
I don't care. I really don't care. Don't worry about it.
That's two strikes. I'm just.
When I
watch the third one, I'm unplugging the mic.
When I watch the first one.
I
don't
know
what's going
on.
I don't know why we're doing this.
I'm sorry, Jack.
It's for comedic effect. It's okay. Why?
Now, every episode that he sees Littlefinger and he's like, is this the one? Is this the one?
It's happening. This is going to happen. I'm going to tag Mish on my tweet and be like, this is when it happens. Tell me.
I'm just sitting here slack-jawed. I can't believe what's happening. Anyways.
Man, now I just don't want to talk anymore.
Why? It's fine. I really don't care.
So the finger guy, he's good.
Yeah, he's cool, right? Yeah. Let's have beers.
He was Mayor Carchetti from The Wire. That's why I made the
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that guy.
That guy was the shit.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's the likable asshole on that show.
Correct.
And I kind of feel like they cast him in that same vein to be that likable asshole.
Do you think that's his personality in real life?
I mean,
I would hope not.
I think that probably speaks to something in his character.
He's being typecast is what it is.
Right. He's probably so charismatic as a person that, you know, but he's so good as a heel that you can't really like book him as your face, as a good guy. So you gotta ride that fine line, and you know, fans like Mish will end up in that argument with themselves, like, do I like him? Do I hate him? Like,
oh my God, I loved him.
That speaks to your character flaws. But I understand, like, but if for regular people, like you kind of go back and forth on him, and I understand that. I see that a bit in hindsight. So. I get you. I don't understand how you told me the other day that you're kind of rooting for Cersei.
I am
you're
kind of
rooting for Cersei.
Yeah.
After everything you've seen.
You
wanna
talk about grounds for divorce. I'm sitting here trying to drink my coffee and she drops that on me. I'm like had cappuccino down my face.
Have you not seen what she did to
No, she's seen it three times.
Yes. here, I'll make the argument for it.
My
so
goodness.
Cersei But like,
damn, Sissy, what a bitch.
But Joffrey. She did. So she really did learn a lot from her dad. So when Tywin had died, she
Tywin again.
She made that awful mistake, which
he went for the Viet Cong.
Oh my God. So she tried really hard to get rid of the Tyrells.
The Tyrells. All
right. But and she made a mistake by using the seven. What was it? The good God, the priest.
The
faith militant. the high,
the religious guys, the
yeah.
high,
yeah,
staff,
yeah, yeah,
the,
yeah. Those dudes,
that was
the high sparrow.
Yeah, like she was the one who allowed them in, so that was her biggest mistake. But she had learned and was like,
she corrected her mistakes.
She more than corrected her mistakes.
If that's what you call corrected.
That's why pencils have erasers.
She
kids.
Basically got rid of all her enemies in that one shot.
Yeah. So she's one.
Do you remember the music for that?
Right now.
Yeah. I love this one.
Yeah.
That was only one instance. Like there are several instances they made mistakes and they found ways to rectify them, or she found ways to rectify them.
Yes. Yes. Which, you know, Ned Stark didn't bounce back from. Robb Stark didn't. Like, she made a mistake and she ended up getting what she wanted.
So in that sense, where her enemies make mistakes, they don't recover. And when she makes a mistake, they're slight in nature and she's able to come back.
That's the only thing I worry about is she's so good at doing what she does that I feel like she may end up on the throne, man.
Yeah. And this woman is rooting for it.
Well, no one's undermining her anymore.
No.
Right. Because her dad was the one that did her, Joffrey, like Jaime Lannister. Now she's got it.
She could do whatever she wants,
exactly,
man.
And she's got the mountain.
And she is.
And all her fingers are normal sized.
What?
I screwed that up.
That's why. I have a feeling that she'll play a really good part.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
I don't know if she's gonna win the throne, but I think she's gonna. She might be able to save the throne.
No, I think that's probably something that a lot of fans are probably discounting at this point. The idea that there's no way that Cersei ends up the one that survives all this, but.
She's
the way the way the show goes, the way like everything in her history tells you that should be a very real possibility.
I have a feeling it is.
I'm terrified at the notion.
Yeah.
You know what? I welcome it.
You are a black heart. What the hell did I get into?
So that leads us.
Pays the debts.
Yeah, so that leads us right into fan theories. Are you all about fan theories?
I love fan theories.
She's all about spoilers too.
Oh
my goodness! No.
Fan theories, really?
Yeah, I am. I'm very open, like especially with something as complicated as this. I mean, I feel like I'm gonna get surprised regardless at the end.
Well, yeah.
How so?
Yeah.
What do you mean? No matter what you've read on the internet, like you feel like there's still something else out there that hasn't been discussed.
Yeah.
Huh.
Is there a prevalent theory that you're really excited about?
No, don't.
See, yeah.
just ask her if there are some out there and then we can move on.
There's some very interesting theories.
Okay.
Are they from credible sources? Let me ask you that.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of them.
Like people who have watched the show as many times as you have.
Reddit?
Yeah.
Reddit.
Probably these guys have watched it 10 times or more because they probably.
God, there's some nerds out there.
Cheeto fingers, man. Keyboard warriors. Jesus Christ.
Is that what they're referred to as?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there's a specific theory that I really.
Please.
But I won't say
general terms.
I really. Yeah, fine.
Is everyone going for the Iron Throne? I heard that.
Okay, so there are several still in contention for the throne.
Oh, okay.
It's like a race.
We probably should have given them a synopsis.
I have no idea. So is that like the Infinity Gauntlet?
It's like whoever gets to the chair first wins.
Like capture the flag.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. You don't have to go. Don't worry about it.
I'll give you the most basic of synopses you can imagine. So
winter is coming, right?
Precisely.
Yes, exactly.
So there's the kingdom.
Yes.
This is like Jack like tipping in with like WrestleMania factoids. And I'm over here just clapping it and lapping it up like a seal, but you know,
I'm impressed.
Every once in a while he does actually get it right.
Yeah. Except he does the shit all the time. I caught on to your bit, you son of a. So everyone's been fighting to be the king of Westeros, or king or queen of Westeros.
Is that the lands?
That's like the kingdom, the kingdom proper.
Mm-hmm.
But then while everyone is, it's like the overall kingdom, like it's where the throne resides.
Is there a map I can reference?
I think there
Google
is.
Has a good one.
We could totally link to it.
That's fine. That's
on
fine.
Social media. So everyone's fighting to become the king or queen, but the real battle is approaching, where it's pretty much a battle for their livelihood, for all of civilization, and whether or not they can get their shit together to fight that fight, or if they're just going to. They'll continue quibbling amongst themselves for the Iron Throne. It has kind of been the primary they've been building up to in this final season or towards this final
against
season.
Against the Army of the Dead.
I heard the battle scenes are pretty epic.
Pretty epic.
Oh my god.
Like massive. Epic. They've gotten massive scale.
They've gotten better over the years.
Yeah, but with
that.
More money, obviously, yes. You're going to have better. The better last two CGI. Seasons.
The Battle of the Bastards?
Yeah.
Oh, that
wow.
Was,
yeah.
That wow. Was one of the best ones.
Bastards. Man. I don't know if this is in your wheelhouse, Mish, but do you know how much it costs to put on the show on a year-to-year basis?
I don't know.
I think it's getting... It's obviously getting more and more expensive.
Yes.
But it's getting, like, to full-scale cinematic-level budgets.
Oh. And I think that's why these shows take longer to produce and to
that's
make.
That's why they got
to
cut that shit off.
Especially yeah. For this last season that's coming up, I think they want to make each episode, like, worthy of, like, you know, like... Everyone always knew that, like, in, like, the early seasons, like, episode 9 of the season is, like, the big one of every season. I think now they're going to try to make every single one of this final season.
It's essentially making a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Every episode, which is, that's a huge undertaking.
So, this season, how many episodes are there?
6.
Okay. And the
that's it?
Yeah. So, I think the original plan was that they were actually going to cut it off in season 7 and do one final season. Mm. But then I think the length and breadth of the episodes got so big where they thought, okay, we got to split it up. But they didn't do 2 full-fledged seasons. They did, and I think last year was 7 or 8 episodes?
Yeah, I think it was 7.
It was 7 or 8 episodes, and then this season's going to be 6. So what would have been, like, one full season... They've broken it out into 2, so it's probably for the better, and you know it probably helps their bottom line. But it, I can't imagine because we're gonna get to the last 2 episodes, and I think those are supersized, right?
Yeah, like 1 hour and 20 minutes or 30.
Jeez, really?
Did I read that they were gonna drop that in the theaters potentially?
No way.
No.
I would so do that.
I would do that too.
I gotta find
Although
the article.
We've been promised to watch at another house.
Can I tell? Okay,
do you
so
have
that,
viewing
that,
parties.
That should
you go to viewing parties?
Like
we go to friends' houses. I don't know if that counts as a viewing party.
Do you watch it with other people?
Yes.
Then that's a viewing party. You asshole.
Yes. I was supposed to be at your
it's
house.
It's not a
on
party.
The fifth.
On the fifth.
The
okay.
Fifth
can we go down the schedule?
Oh, that's
can we?
The fifth episode?
I think so.
Oh.
Or wait, the fourth or the fifth? I don't remember. I have to ask the wife.
You got the schedule in front of you?
I don't. No, I was actually going to see. I was trying to find the that one tidbit or the article that I found claiming that there may be a theatrical release for the last 2.
That would be so cool, man. Yeah, I think they should just because it's like it's the final season. Like, you know, like how they do those the Fathom like events where they show like plays and sporting events in theaters. They should just do it. Like, why not? Why not?
Okay, so evidently it was something that they were discussing. Where they were going to
keep discussing that.
All 6 episodes in theaters. Can you imagine?
Or even if they said the last episode will be in theaters as well. Dude, can you imagine how many people will
just
be...
Just 2 episodes. I mean, that'd be a no-brainer.
It would make so much money.
Oh, my God.
It would be huge.
The runtime starting in episode 3 is when it jumps to
start to kick
hour
up?
20. Yeah.
Hour 20 per...
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So that's the like first 2 are like an hour, yeah. And then
this is great, man.
So do you know that Mish and her friends, or Mish rather, has been scheduled to watch various episodes in different areas or different locations?
Different area codes?
Yeah, hoes in different area codes.
Different area codes.
So I think we're fortunate enough to do episode 1 here locally, but I think we're...
Damn, where are you going for the rest?
No, Ashburn, evidently?
Yeah, I think it'll be Ashburn for the first one.
Oh, my God.
I can't even keep track.
Are you going, John?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not involved in this decision-making process.
It's on the calendar.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we are the princes who have been promised. Like, we're just being, like, scattered around Northern Virginia to watch these last few episodes. But wherever we watch it, I'm excited. I'm hoping I don't have any bit of it spoiled with fan theories or any nonsense that should come our way in the next few days. But this Sunday is the first episode, so that'd be... A week after WrestleMania. That's my
I
reference
like
point.
Is that how he uses it as a point?
I don't know.
I have no
how
idea
how he shoehorned it in. But
I don't know.
Somehow,
no
did.
Idea.
You know, he's been doing that too throughout the entire episode. He goes, "Yeah, he's the face." I'm like, "Face? Does he mean baby face?" And he's like, "That's what he means. That's exactly what he means."
It's a part of my vernacular nowadays. I can't escape it. It's in the blood.
Yeah.
That's what drove her to Game of Thrones. I'm just saying.
All right.
Hey.
Okay.
Well,
so
I guess the big question is: Are we ready? This is the last season. I mean, we've been watching this for so many years now, and I mean, Amish watched it 3 times over.
We watched it in different parts of the country.
Yes.
So it's like, are we ready for this to be over?
When Ice lived in California, we found a way to watch together.
Yeah, we did.
And
so you had a viewing party there.
Yes. And that stupid asshole fell asleep in the middle of the show.
Can you? Of course he did.
Me?
Yeah. Come you surprised?
Fall asleep?
Is that season 6?
He fell asleep during X-Men
5 2. 5 or 6, I don't know. Yeah.
Was it X-Men 2?
No, it was X-Men First Class, right?
Yeah, it was First Class. Yeah, it was First Class. And he fell asleep.
Come on.
And Jack was slacking on
the HJ, so Ice just fell asleep.
He'll just pass out.
I was waiting for you, Jack.
What are you talking about? I was just trying to give you a ZJ.
That's so gross. All right, so are you ready for this to end?
I am ready, actually.
Really?
I am ready.
Really? Why? Are you on to the next? Are you just over it and you just want to see the end?
No, I just want to see the end.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm... Yeah.
Are you ready?
She's ready for this episode to end as well, so...
Yeah, I'm ready to find resolution. I'm ready to know who sits on the throne. Of course.
Well, I mean, if we're at a point where they've outkicked the coverage, there are no more books that they're pulling from.
No.
So they're making it up as they go with the blessing of George R.R. Tolkien. And I mean, everything's kosher, but I mean, if you've gotten to that point, like, maybe you should probably try to wrap it up because they may just fall into that trap where they're trying to fill airtime and fill out these seasons. And it kind of speaks well to the producers of the show in that they won't compromise the quality of the show. They want to finish it on their terms and tell a proper story. So I give them credit for that. But I fall in Misha's camp where we got to get this thing over with. There's so many other TV shows. Disney Plus is revving its engines. Like they got the Loki show ready to roll in a couple of years. Like I kind of want to turn my attention elsewhere.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think I will be very sad when it ends, but I am ready to move on.
So when there's like spin-off shows and stuff, you guys.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Isn't there a prequel coming?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes twice.
So really, it's not really over because there's going to be more that tells like the origin stories for a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And HBO
they
Plus.
They have such an extensive storyline to go off of.
Oh, there's so much, man.
There's a lot of detail.
There's that whole storyline that I don't know if we really need to get into it, but this is where it's really fuzzy for me, but it's like that whole story with like the children and
the children of the forest.
I don't really get that.
Right.
So I wonder if that's where they're gonna like elaborate on that a little bit more.
They might. I heard that they might use or go into the story of old Valyria before it was I don't know if it was destroyed or something like that. Maybe they might hit that storyline up. Maybe.
Is that where Valyrian steel came from?
Yes. Do you remember the episodes with the old stone men?
No.
No.
Wrong
when
show.
Tyrion went through Tyrion and...
You know what we watch?
Wrestling. Just wrestling.
Ser Jorah Mormont and Tyrion, they go through old Valyria and then he gets touched with like the old stone dragon.
Yeah.
Yes, come on you guys.
I got nothing.
Yes, that area where like dragons basically came from, I think.
So they're gonna be around.
They might
do
that storyline too.
Okay.
But there's just so many.
There's a lot of directions they can go, is what you're saying.
A lot of content. Yeah.
What's I thought there was an initial premise that they threw out there. Was that chief among them, among it, or was there something else that they threw out there?
I thought there was something. I think there was something. I believe they actually have something lined up that this when they initially roll out, this is the storyline they're gonna go with. But and Jack is hopefully searching it.
Is it the same showrunners that are gonna be operating the spinoff show, or are they passing it on
that
to somebody else?
I don't know, but I do remember reading something that they have something already in mind that if when they do it, this is gonna be it.
So, but this is a complete sidebar. So the guys who run Game of Thrones up until this point, I think they've been given a deal to do their own trilogy of Star Wars movies.
Oh,
correct.
No way.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, that's going to be so cool. Awesome.
These nerds are going to turn Star Wars into Game of Thrones, and I can't wait to pull my trousers around my ankles. Oh, oh God.
So it takes place thousands of years before the events of the original show, the Game of Thrones. It will document the descent from the Age of Heroes into the darkest hour.
So, Ice, just to clarify, Lydia Mormont will not be involved in this show.
Liana Mormont.
Okay.
They'll also talk about the origin of the White Walkers, the mysteries of the East, to the Starks of legend.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they know for sure. Naomi Watts will star.
Holy
what? Interesting. Yes.
That's confirmed.
Yep. Starts. They start filming this year.
Oh,
so Ice, you'll get your wish. Oh. You'll get to learn about the first children,
And the origins of the walkers and what have you.
Yes. All right,
nice.
So are we relatively in agreement that the show is has reached its end point, at least this iteration of it.
Hope so.
Jack just wants to get started on this show.
You're such a jerk, man.
All right, so as the expert here, Mish.
I thought you.
Have we already hit an hour? Jesus Christ!
Wow.
Well, you got 3 minutes.
Oh, I was just gonna ask. Any advice for old
here,
Jack here?
Better yet, we're gonna go out with this.
Has been one of our best episodes.
So we're gonna go out with this one today.
On the way out, Mish. Yeah. Is there anything you can give? Any noobs, any dickheads who have sat on the sidelines, who've been given ample opportunity to watch the show but decided not to.
Why would you have
this guy? Like this guy right here.
Describe me like
that. I didn't point at anybody. I didn't name names. If you knew anybody like that in your life who was the second host on your show, would you have any tidbits or thoughts you want to impart upon them as they embark on the journey to Game of Thrones?
Pay attention to every detail.
That's really general.
Yeah, I know.
No, I mean, like, pay attention.
Isn't that every show you watch?
No, okay. Pay attention to all the random stories that they talk about.
Don't worry.
Because a lot of it is foreshadowing.
Don't worry, you're worrying.
So what Mish is telling you, listeners or hosts who've
never seen she spoiled half the series.
There's
already,
that.
So.
But she's saying,
everyone dies.
Yeah, everybody Mish dies. Mish the spoiler, basically.
Yes. Mish, that should be your name. Mish the spoiler.
That's a great name.
That's actually really good. That's a great pro wrestling name. Yeah. So what Mish the spoiler is saying is that all the inane like middle stuff that happens on the show, because trust me, they're long shows, but it seems like there's a lot of filler. But evidently, there's value to that.
There's so much value.
Every little bit of the show actually means something, surprisingly.
So pay attention.
They basically foreshadow people's deaths.
Oh, okay, thanks.
You know, the funny
just
part
like
is...
Just like she did this whole episode.
That was as general as I could do it.
Very good. No, I totally concur, man. So
right,
it's
like the Lord of the Twins.
When I went back to rewatch...
The fuck does that mean?
That's me trying not to spoil it, okay?
So when I went back to rewatch some of these episodes, I picked up on a lot of little things that... it was just like, that was... So it was interesting.
Wow, that axe went clean through his neck. All right. I didn't pick up on that before.
Like Theon Greyjoy, about him not wanting to be a eunuch.
Oh, who does?
No.
I think that's pretty much common knowledge.
That happened in season two. There's also Lord Frey, Walder Frey, about his, about the pie.
I think we sufficiently scared Mish.
Yeah,
into
I'm
not
like
spoiling.
Trying.
I know. Jack.
Right, forget
what?
It.
Don't worry about me. What? The pie?
We end
the
pie.
Yeah, the pie. Okay, yeah, the pie.
Okay,
yeah, just say it.
It was delicious.
The pie.
Right after the Red Wedding.
Oh, Red Wedding.
Yeah, after that scene, you see, it goes to Bran about talking about the rat cook, about how he baked, as revenge, he baked the king's sons into his pie.
Oh, snap.
And then the next scene, you see Walder Frey eating a pie.
Hot damn.
Like.
So foreshadowed, huh?
Yeah, that's like, I was blown away when I had seen that part. I was like,
subtle.
Why wasn't I paying attention?
Subtle.
It was so subtle.
So
It was so subtle, you know?
Yes. All right. Well, good of you not to just come right out and say it. I like how we've come full circle where we're just biting, you're biting your tongue at every time.
I will say the one episode that I couldn't watch again and it just brought so much sadness was The Door.
The Red Door? Is it really?
It's not about the salon, man.
The Red Door Spa?
Jeez. Jack just wants a pedicure so bad.
Can I just can I quickly say why I don't like the show? Or why I never watched the show?
From having this discussion?
Yeah, that's one. But then like someone, a mutual friend of ours that I follow on Twitter, unfortunately, talked about that episode. And his description of the episode, his reaction was, I'm shaking right now. I can't believe that happened. I think that's the same reaction you have now.
That's not me you're talking about, is it?
No, it's not you.
I think it was for a different episode.
But
it was the Red Wedding.
Whatever, right? However it is. Whatever it is.
It's
like,
not the Red Door.
Whatever. He said that. He tweeted that and let the world know. And I said, I'm never watching this show. He sounded like a complete bitch, and I respect him too much for that.
No, Game of Thrones fans are just, like, on a different level.
Yeah.
They make it about themselves on, like, you know, social
I'm shaking.
Media.
I can't believe that happened. Like, you fucking bitch.
I mean, that was the
Earth shattering. Yeah. But it wasn't in season 4, right? Was it?
It was season...
2.
3.
Damn
three.
It!
3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another pivotal season.
Apparently.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
all pivotal.
So
everything is pivotal.
So this is the very last
pivot.
Season, right? They're not going to have they didn't split it into two, or what did they split the last one to two and that this is what you have now? This is the last one,
this
right?
This is the back half.
Very good. All right.
We're on the back 9 here.
The back 9, very good.
Or the back 6.
Okay.
I don't know.
Whatever.
All right. I'm just prepared for this to be over, just like this episode. But
I would say for any new Game of Thrones noobs like Jack here, if you're gonna watch from the beginning, which you should, obviously, push yourself past like mid season. Like don't watch like one or two episodes and then check out. Like I really do think give it a shot for like about, you know, like 5 episodes.
Grit your teeth, get through season 1. It gets better after.
Oh, it gets way better.
Yeah.
And
that first
by the end of season 1, it gets so good that it's an easy like pickup for season 2. So.
Business will pick up.
Yeah. So
as Jim Ross told us,
push through season 1. It's a lot of nerd stuff. It's a lot of big names. It's a lot of big storylines. There's a lot of setup. So I mean, and they have to, but you just gotta push through.
They didn't need to give everybody last names. Let me just say that here now.
Yeah. But then once you get through that stuff and get into what the show's about, oh man, it's one of the best shows of my
in recent memory.
It's great.
It'll blow your mind.
I'll hold it in the same regard as Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I would agree.
High praise.
I love Breaking Bad.
I know you do. That's why I think you're a dickhead for sitting on the sidelines this whole time.
Yep.
Well, no. I feel justified. Eh.
I heard that's a good show too. Justified? Nothing.
That's what I heard too.
Anyways, all right.
You know what I'm pretty annoyed with? We don't have to get into this, but it was just that last scene of the last episode, if I remember correctly, like they pulled the dragon with the chains, and I was like, where the fuck did they get the chains from?
Oh my god. Like, I said the same thing.
I was like what is there, like a Home Depot around there? It's like like there's no way you just magically had these magical chains.
They're zombies. What the hell else do they have time to do? They don't sit there
and make chains.
They'll find chains
for years.
They'll find ice chains, okay?
That
look, ice.
There's so much of this show is kind of
it's
built.
A show with dragons. Can you not suspend disbelief that they found chains?
There's so much of the show that is set in reality. Like everything that they do.
Oh my
like,
god, he says Game of Thrones is set in reality.
No,
it's kind of not though.
No. Okay, look, everything I would say is believable except for
the dragons. God damn it,
potions,
zombies, potions,
mother
hey
of
man,
dragons.
Sounds like half the goddamn show is
psychic abilities.
Psychic abilities.
Well, the Night King was expecting for those dragons to
but,
come. Because they had already those...
So what? Just,
they had
just,
those swords. Or
so
like
what?
The,
they're just like, okay, army, troops, make a huge-ass chain. No! Like, that's unbelievable.
If 50 Cent wants a chain, he gets a chain. I'm just saying, the Night King could make that happen.
Like, you can look for miles around the scene of all the... It's like, there's no place where you see just like, I'm working on this chain.
I mean,
that sits
I
to
totally
the side.
Understand what you're saying because they're long ass chains.
What if it's like an Acme booby trap where he had the he had the chains waiting in the water because he knew that's where that some bitch
the
was.
Wall.
It's ridiculous, and it was like, are we just supposed to believe they magically pulled this chain out of their asses? And
yes,
they, like,
totally
no.
believable. I can't believe this is the hill he's gonna die.
I know he's like, I don't believe. I believe in the psychics. I believe in the dragons, but this chain.
That chain.
I can't believe
actually,
they had
like,
welded
kind of,
materials.
You're right, because I thought whites and like Nightwalkers are...
Oh, now we have to get into
they
race.
Can't, they can't,
okay.
They beep can't swim. Beep. How did they get the dragons if
right?
they can't swim?
I know! It's... This is where
okay,
they just...
Okay, all right,
they,
I see what
writing,
you mean.
Writers got lazy. They're just yeah. like... We're going to have a magical chain.
Jack yeah, was right. Yeah. I was wrong. This show sucks. I'm never watching again. I don't care what happens the rest of these six episodes.
No, I see what you mean. Like, they're not...
That bothered me.
Yeah.
I just felt like because it's Game of Thrones and everyone's watching, they're like, they're just going to pull the scene out of their ass, but it's so not accurate. I don't know.
Well, it's... I mean, they're not really pulling anything from the books anymore. It's like, you know, out of,
yeah.
you know, it's like a regular
G-G-R-M-M, story. GGRMM, whatever his name is, he will not write a magical chain the size of like 50 football fields, you know? Yes, that's the time. Yeah, that's time.
That's time.
End it.
Well, holy shit.
As we said several times during the episode, this was a mistake. I want to thank Mish for being on. It'll be the first
hey.
Time and the last
hey.
Time.
Oh, no.
It was great having you on. I like having you on.
We'll have you back on for our Theranos discussion next week. It's going to be a good time. If you've listened through this, God bless you.
No, I'm so sorry.
No. It was a worthwhile endeavor. And you know what? We'll probably come back and touch on Game of Thrones throughout the rest of this final season.
I'm sure we will.
We only got 6 weeks to do it, so we might as well. So,
milk it.
Appreciate you all listening to this episode. Thanks again to Mish for joining us. And I'm going to go drink all the vodka now. So see you guys next week.
Peace.
Toodaloo.